It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters.
Robert Siegel's interview with Joseph Kabila, president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, brought several emails. This portion of the interview that dealt with Mr. Kabila's age, he's 32, bothered one listener.
If you can vote at 18, I believe that's the age, well, then you're able to decide what to do, how to do it, how best to do it.
Wouldn't you find an 18-year-old president, wouldn't you be a little bit worried about that if the president were 18?
Are you worried being close to a 32-year-old president?
Elton O'Byrne of Jacksonville, North Carolina writes, Robert Siegel's badgering of Joseph Kabila about his age illustrated Siegel's poor understanding of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Kabila, at 32, is twice the median age of his country, which is 15.8 years. To have the same relative level of maturity, the President of the United States would have to be 72.
My interview about a Tufts University study of various diet plans left Steve Lagos of San Diego feeling empty. The really interesting and important question about dieting was never asked, writes Mr. Lagos. Which diet could be relied on when followed for the long term to keep the weight off? All of the questions concerning health asked by Ms. Norris are meaningless if you gain the weight back or if you cannot use the diet over time to keep off the weight you lose. The negative health effects of many of these diets, if used as a permanent dietary lifestyle, are extremely dangerous. Obviously, Ms. Norris has never dieted and in this case did not know the correct questions to ask. Never dieted? If only that were true.
In an interview about how sales of pork rinds are increasing because they have no carbohydrates, Donna Woodward, a vegetarian from Williamsburg, Virginia, found Michelle's questioning right on. She writes, I applaud Michelle Norris for asking Rich Rudolph, the president of Rudolph Foods Company, to confirm that pork rinds are deep-fried hog flesh. Pork rinds are hog flesh, and only a couple of chemical procedures distinguish pork rinds from leather. Want a low-carb snack that's good for you and won't leave blood on your hands? Try vegetables.
Adam Hochberg's report on how some schools object to the use of their facilities as polling places brought this response. What a shame, writes Nell Wood of Baltimore. Sure, I can appreciate the fact that having extra people and extra cars on school grounds presents a bit of a nuisance, but please, Miss Woods goes on to say, we're not talking about a weekly or even monthly event. It seems to me that in this era of declining voter registration and voter participation, school administrators and parents would welcome the rare opportunity for our children to see democracy in action.
You can vote yes or no on our program by addressing your emails to atc@npr.org. Don't forget to let us know how you pronounce your name and where you're writing from.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out about the music we play between stories, check the list of songs and artists at npr.org. Click the Music button at the top of the page. This is NPR.